नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 15, Killing of Dhenuka, the Ass Demon, Text Number 1. I have to say that again because I didn't record it. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 15, Text 1. Shri Shuku Uvacha Tatastapa Ganda Vayeshita Vrje Babu Vatista Pashupala Samata Gas Charyanta Shakibi Samampadar Vrindavanam Punyam Ativa Chakratu Tatas Chapakan Bhavaye Shita Vajay Babu Vatu Stau Pashupala Samata Gas Charyanta Sakibi Samam Padere Vrindavanam punyam ativa chakatu Tatas chapaugan bhavaye shita vaje Babu vatu stau pashupala samatau Gas chariyantau sakibi samampater Vrindavanam punyam ativa chakratu Shri Sukravacha Shri Shukradev Goswami said Tataha then Cha and Paugandavayaha the age of Pauganda year 6 to 10 Shito attaining Vraje in Vrindavan Babu Vatu they Rama and Krishna became Tao the two of them Pashupala as cowherds Samato along with their friends appointed Gaha the cows Charyanto Tendi Sakibihi Samam along with their friends Padahai with the marks of their feet Vrindavanam Shri Vrindavan Punyam auspicious Ativa extremely Chakatuhu they made Translation Shukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Rama and Lord Krishna attained the age of Pauganda, 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it the marks of their lotus feet. So we'll do the translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Rama and Lord Krishna attained the age of Pauganda 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the cowherd men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it the marks of their lotus feet. Purport. Lord Krishna wanted to encourage his cowherd boyfriends, who had been swallowed by Agasura and then stolen by Lord Brahma. Therefore, the Lord decided to bring them into the palm tree forest called Talavan, where there were many delicious ripe fruits. Since Lord Krishna's spiritual body had apparently grown slightly in age and strength, the senior man of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, decided to promote Krishna from the task of herding calves to the status of a regular cowherd boy. He would now take care of the full-grown cows, bulls, and oxen. Out of great affection, Nanda Maharaj had previously considered Krishna too small and immature to take care of full-grown cows and bulls. He stated in Kartika Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana, Shuklashtami Kartiketu Smita Gopashtami Putai Tadina Vasudeva Bud Gopapuravam Tuvatsapa. The eighth lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Kartik is known by authorities as Gopashtami. From that day, Lord Vasudeva served as a cowherd, whereas previously he had tended the calves. The word padai indicates that Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. The Lord wore no shoes or other foot gear, but walked barefoot in the forest, giving great anxiety to the girls of Vrindavan, who feared that his soft lotus feet would be injured. So I'll read the... Are we supposed to read the first part also? The introduction.
He doesn't have it.
Oh, you don't have it? I should read it? Okay. This chapter describes how Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna, while tending their cows in the pastures of Vrindavan, killed Dhenukasura, enabled the residents of Vrindavan to eat the fruits of the tall trees, and saved the young cowherds from Kaliya's poison. Revealing their boyhood Paugandha phase of pastimes, Rama and Krishna were one day bringing the cows to pasture when they entered an attractive forest decorated with a clear lake. There, they began playing forest sports along with their friends. Pretending too tired, Lord Baladeva laid his head upon the lap of a cowherd boy and rested as Lord Krishna helped relieve his elder brother's fatigue by massaging his feet. Then Krishna also placed his head on the lap of a cowherd boy to rest. And another cowherd boy massaged his feet. In this way, Krishna, Balaram, and their cowherd friends enjoyed various pastimes. During this play, Shridham, Subal, Stok Krishna, and other cowherd boys described to Rama and Krishna a wicked and irresponsible demon named Tenuka, who had assumed the form of a jackass and was living in the Talavan forest near Govardhan Hill. This forest was full of many varieties of sweet fruits, but fearing this demon, no one dared try to relish the taste of those fruits. So someone had to kill the demon and all his associates. Lord Rama and Lord Krishna, hearing of the situation, set off for this forest to fulfill the desire of their companions. Arriving at Talavan, Lord Balaram shook many fruits out of the palm trees, and as soon as he did so, the jackass demon Tenuka ran swiftly to attack him. But Balaram grabbed his hind legs with one hand, whirled him around, and threw him into the top of a tree, thus slaying him. All of Dhenukasura's friends, overcome by fury, then rushed to attack, but Rama and Krishna took hold of them one by one, swung them around, and killed them until the disturbance was finally finished. When Krishna and Balaram returned to the cowherd community, Yashoda and Rohini placed them on their respective laps. They kissed their faces, fed them with finely prepared food, and then put them to bed. Some days later, Lord Krishna went with his friends, but without his older brother, to the banks of the Kalindi in order to tend the cows. The cows and cowherd boys became very thirsty and drank some water from the Kalindi, but it had been contaminated with poison, and they all fell unconscious on the riverbank. Krishna then brought them back to life by the merciful rain of his glance, and all of them, regaining their consciousness, appreciated his great mercy. Mukam karati vachalam bhangam langai tekirim yakipam tamaham vande shikuru natarnam Om Agyana Timuranda Syaganjana Shalakaya Chakshur Minitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So I'd like to read from Nectar of Devotion. So we get an idea about the cowherd friends of Krishna, as Srila Rupa Goswami describes it. And by seeing Krishna's friends in Vrindavan, by hearing about his friends, we naturally become attracted to Sakyabhav. So let's hear about Krishna with his friends. So their personal bodily features, their qualities, and their dress are all equal to Krishna's. Of course, Krishna has a kastuba gem, so you can tell them apart. But they also wear peacock feathers too. Did you know that? The cowherd boys also wear peacock feathers. So they're called Vayasyas. Here in this verse, they were called Sakas. Sakas. And they're fully confident of protection by Krishna. They see every day, you know, he's killing one demon after another. In the third canto, it's telling that Kamsa is sending these demons because they're just like toys for Krishna. You have a toy calf, you have a toy ass in this chapter. And, you know, kids, it doesn't take long for them to break their toys. So Krishna plays with these toys that Kamsa sends him, and they finish very quickly. Not guaranteed. So they pray, these devotees sometimes pray, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto the Vayasyas of Krishna, who are firmly convinced of Krishna's friendship and protection, and whose devotion to Krishna is ever fixed. They are fearless, and on a level equal with Krishna, they discharge their transcendental loving devotional service. So they think themselves as good as Krishna. Now this is a very high rasa. So when Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill with his left hand, his friend said, "Dear friend, you've been standing the last 7 days and nights without any rest, and this is very troublesome for us. So we think, don't stand there any longer like that. Just give it to Sudama. And if you think he can't do it, at least you should change hands so we can massage your hand." And so these are the friends. "Yeah, let's give it to Sudama. Let him do it instead of you." So there's a description of Krishna's feeling for his friends in Vrindavan. He said to Balaram, "My dear brother, when my friends were being devoured by Agasura, hot tears poured down from my eyes. And as they were washing my cheeks, for at least a moment, I forgot myself." And so Krishna forgets completely that he's God, of course. And he lets his friends climb on his shoulders and play with him like equals. Fight with him. So there's four groups of friends. There's the well-wishers, they're older. The friends, they're equal. Confidential friends and intimate friends. So the well-wishers are a little bit older. They have some parental affection. Even Balaram can be in this category too. Balaram is actually related in three ways. In the parental, also as the friend, as Sakyaras, and also servitude. Sometimes Balaram likes to serve Krishna also. And sometimes he just plays, and sometimes he acts like an elder also. So the well-wishers, the ones who are older, they always want to protect Krishna. So they carry weapons. They actually carry weapons so they can chastise any mischievous person. So who are these? I'll just tell a few names. Mandalibhadra, Virabhadra, Vijaya, and Balabhadra. So here's an example of how they want to protect Krishna. One friend said, "My dear Mandalibhadra, why are you wielding a shining sword like you're running toward Aristasura to kill him? Baladev, why are you unnecessarily bearing that heavy plow? My dear Vijaya, don't be unnecessarily agitated. My dear Bhadravardhana, there's no need to make these threatening motions. If you all look more closely, you will see it's only a thundercloud on Govardhan Hill. It's not Aristasura in the shape of a bull." So they were seeing this cloud as Aristasura, and they were running to protect Krishna, actually. So Mandalibhadra and Balabhadra are the chief. Mandalibhadra, his complexion is yellowish. His dress is attractive. He carries a stick of various colors. He wears a peacock feather. So here's one that wears a peacock feather on his head. And his attitude, here's his attitude. He said, "My dear friends, our beloved Krishna is now very tired from working with the cows and from traveling all over the forest. I can see he's very fatigued. Let me massage his head silently while he's taking rest in his house. And you, Subal, you massage his thighs. So now the younger friends, they are called Sakas. And some of those names are Vishal, Vishag, Ojasvi, Devaprastha, Varutapa, Maranda, Kusumapida, Manibanda, and Karandama. And they want to serve Krishna. And sometimes they would go at midnight to the house of Yashoda and say, okay, let's go, time to go to the forest. No, she said, you crazy, it's midnight now. Go back to your house. That was his sakas. So sometimes they would stay until morning, and Yashoda would see, oh, come here, Vishal, why are you standing there? Come here. And so with her permission, he would help dress Krishna, put on the ankle bells. And Krishna would beat him with his flute, and his mother would chastise him, why are you beating him like that? He's your friend. So, yes, Krishna would laugh, and the friend would laugh. And so these are the activities of Krishna's sakas. Sometimes Krishna's cows would go here and there, the sakas would bring them back and say, yeah, your cows are going off. We brought them. So sometimes Kamsa would send a demon almost every day. So almost day there is a different kind of demon. And after fighting with the demon, Krishna would feel tired. So then the sakas would come and try to relieve him. My dear Vishal, take this fan of lotus leaves. Fan Krishna so he may feel some comfort. Varutapa, brush the scattered hairs on Krishna's head, which have fallen on his face. Rishabh, don't talk unnecessarily. Immediately massage Krishna's body. Just see how our friend Krishna has become tired. So Devaprastha is described. He is very strong, a ready scholar, very expert in playing ball. So if you're attached to playing ball before you were a devotee, don't worry. You will be able to play ball when you go to Goloka Vrindavan also. I don't know about cricket, but probably something better than cricket and baseball in the West. Something much better. And you'll play with spiritual balls, spiritual fruits. It won't be like here. So Devaprastha wears a white dress. He ties his hair into a bunch with a rope. Whenever there's a fight, Devaprastha is there to help. One of the gopis once said to her friend, my dear beautiful friend, when Krishna was taking rest in the cave of a hill, he was keeping his head on the arms of Sridhama, putting his left hand on Dhamma's chest. Then Devaprastha immediately began to massage his legs. So that's what they're doing, that the friends are doing. They're not just fighting and playing, they're also massaging Krishna, fanning Krishna. So, and they're greatly distressed if they cannot see Krishna even for a moment. Here is the prayer we can pray to Krishna's cowherd friends. All glories to Krishna's friends who are just like Krishna in their age, qualities, pastimes, dress, and beauty. They play on their flutes made of palm leaves. So palm leaf fruits. Anybody has seen a palm leaf fruit flute? That must be very, you have seen. Oh, that's interesting. The leaves, it won't work, right? Is it the stem of the what?
This palm.
Oh, palm, okay. All right, a flute made of palm leaves. Yes, he has seen. They had jewels like Indra Leela, all the special jewels like Krishna, and they're always happy. May all these cowherd friends always protect us. The ecstatic love in friendship, Rishabha, he was out collecting flowers in the hot sun to offer to Krishna, and the sun was very, very hot. It was noon. And although it was scorching hot, Rishabha felt it like moonshine. So if you become a friend of Krishna, you can also expect that the hot sun will turn to cool moonshine. So that is, even you're put into great difficulty, even like the Pandavas, they feel all their miserable conditions, great facilities for serving Krishna. So when Krishna is 1 year to 5 years old, he reciprocates with his parents in Vatsalya Rasa. From 6 to 10, he's mainly with his friends. And from 11 to 15, he's with his girlfriends, the gopis. So everyone loves Krishna. And Krishna loves everyone, and they have all these exchanges all the time. So if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it brings us to the point to get a glimpse of what is available in Goloka Vrindavan. This is what we're hearing about. It's an exchange of love. Love makes Goloka go round, and here lust makes this world go round. So better to be with love. So Sanatana Goswami says, the calves who were protected by Krishna despite still drinking milk from their mothers were unable to give up Krishna's association. So even though Krishna was with the calves were also trying to follow him out to the forest. They didn't want to stay back. And so now Krishna's feet, Sanatana Goswami, Sarata Darshini Vishnu Chakravarti, he says that previously, since Krishna's feet were very soft and small, the impressions of the flag and under symbols were very faint. You could hardly see them. But now, at the age of 6, his 21 marks were clearly visible. You could see them very nicely. So ativa, that's the word ativa here in the Sanskrit, extremely. And this made Vrindavan very, very beautiful. And Kunti also said in her prayers that you are marking our land with the marks of your lotus feet, so therefore everything is very auspicious. So, I mean, he didn't go barefoot in Hastinapur, as far as I know. When he used to visit the Pandavas, he was a king, and he would wear shoes. So their kingdom must have extended through Braj, it sounds like to me. And that's why she said that. So the gopis prayed, they're mentioned here in this purport, Yate sujata charanam buruham staneshu pita shanaipya tati mahi karkasheshu tena tavimatisi tavyata tena kinsi kurpari bibramati dirpavat ayusham na. Oh, dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft. We place them gently on our breasts, fearing your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about the forest path. So Yashoda would always worry also about Krishna and if he was okay. And here's a description of Yashoda in anxiety. Your movements have slackened, you're full of anxiety, your eyes are without any movement, and in your breathing, there's a kind of it's very hot, which is bringing your breast milk to the boiling point. All these conditions prove out of separation from your son, you have a severe headache. So, okay, you may not get out of headaches in the spiritual world, or anxiety. You might be anxious about Krishna and about yourself. So, Garga Samhita, it describes how Krishna and Balaram were put in charge of the cows. They would walk in the forest, and the cows were walking before, in front of him, behind him, and on both sides, gazing at Krishna and Balaram's faces. And the cows wore glittering golden necklaces, small bells, tinkling anklets, ankle bells for the cows also. And their tails were decorated with peacock feathers. They also wore peacock feathers too, the cows, and bunches of pearls. They were splendid with necklaces of 9 jewels. So this is for the cows. Can you imagine? Nice. It's good to be a cow also in Goloka Vrindavan. It's not too bad. Yeah. A crown jewel was placed between their horns. Their horns were plated with gold. Some had yellow tails and red hooves, decorated with red tilak. And they had good character and beauty. Accompanied by their calves, the calves got to go, sounds like. They walked slowly, their others full. So some were yellow, some multicolored, some black, some green, some smoke-colored, some cloud-covered, and all their eyes were on Krishna. Some had short horns, long horns, high horns, bent horns, like deer's antlers, and there were also many bulls, brown and beautiful. Millions and millions of cows walked at Krishna's side. And in Jamuna Shore, they walked. There were many beautiful trees, kadamba, mango, bilwa. And so Vrindavan Forest, there was Govardhan. Govardhan is described here as made of precious gems. We don't see those nowadays. But who knows, maybe our shilas are not just stone. There might be precious gems in there. You never know. But don't look for them. So beautiful trees also are there. And Nandishwar Hill, so many beautiful forests in Vrindavan. So purport, it says, the word padai indicates Lord Krishna blessed the earth by walking on her surface with his lotus feet. So Govinda Lilamrita describes the glories of Krishna's lotus feet. If you just mention the glories of Krishna's lotus feet, removes one's thirst for everything else. So watch out, we're going to talk about Krishna's lotus feet. So you might ending up losing your thirst for anything else. We're going to talk about Krishna's lotus feet. They're expert in destroying calamities of those who meditate on them. So if you have any calamities in your life, meditate on Krishna's lotus feet. And I'm going to give some examples. Underneath his big toe, on his right foot, there's a barley corn. Like, looks like this. A barley corn, barley seed. And if you serve his lotus feet, you get all opulence. So if you need money, you can meditate on the barley corn of Krishna's lotus feet. Now also, another thing is that all your births and deaths are cut very short if you meditate on this barley corn. Now there's a line going up, and if you cling to his feet as if holding on to a lifeline, it will take you to the spiritual world. And you cannot be held captive in this universe at all. And his lotus feet reach down to the lowest. So even if you think you're the lowest, don't worry. If you hold on to his lotus feet, you will be taken up. Now there's also an ashtakona, an eight-sided figure. And if you meditate on that, then nothing is unattainable for you. If you have some desire, spiritual desire, of course, then nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you if you meditate on that eight-sided figure. And you're protected in the eight directions. And if you meditate on this mark, you get the eight mystic powers. So in case you want mystic powers, just meditate on Krishna's lotus feet. Of course, that's not the best thing to have. Better, Narada Muni was talking about how he got knowledge, then he got mystic powers, opulences, then he got bhava. It was the last thing he got. So actually, we're just aiming for bhava. We're not aiming for mystic powers. So we should just see Krishna's lotus feet with devotion. Devotion. Now there's a triangle, and if you meditate on the triangle, you're saved from the three miseries. Adhyatmik, adhibautik, adhidaivik. And also you should concentrate on Krishna's lotus feet with body, mind, and words. Then there's an umbrella. An umbrella protects you from the rain of miseries in this world. It's also Govardhan Hill, which is... So Giriraj is on Krishna's lotus feet, as well as Radharani's. And there's a chakra that cuts down your six enemies, lust, anger, greed, illusion, bewilderment, and envy. And also gives light in the heart. It's the Teja Tattva, the chakra, it's bright, it's the sun, it's full of light. So when we chant the holy name, then it's manifestation of light in the heart. That's how the light comes. And in a purport of first canto, second chapter, Prabhupada says, when you're chanting, when you're following, performing devotional service, Krishna, switch on the light in your heart. So we want that switch to be put on, switch of knowledge. So, and Haridas Thakur says, just worship Lord Krishna without duplicity. His name is like the sun, for like a slight appearance of the sun dissipates darkness of night, so a slight appearance of the holy name of Krishna can drive away all darkness. So that's how we get light in the heart. And even a faint light can eradicate all reactions of sinful life. And there's the flag, victory flag. You become fearless if you meditate on the flag. Jaya Pataka is the name. That's the flag, the victory flag. Victory, Jaya Pataka. And we see He's victorious over all odds. I mean, his body is not fit to be lived in, but he's still there giving initiations and doing everything and saying, the first thing, he was just in the hospital, and as soon as he came out of intensive care, out of the hospital, first thing he said, okay, when can I travel? So this is the victory flag, personification of the flag. And then the yogis, they meditate, and when the yogis meditate, then the thunderbolt comes and smashes the mountain of sin. And there's the lotus flower, which increases the greed for nectar in the minds of devotees. And the conch shell, victory also, because it can tear the entire ocean of material existence. You can now step over it. So Prabhupada tells the significance of the conch shell that Dhruva Maharaj, all of a sudden, he was in meditation. He didn't see the Lord. He opened his eyes because he's upset, and he sees the Lord before him and falls down at his lotus feet. And because he's just a child, he doesn't have knowledge how to offer prayer, so the Lord touches him with his conch on his head, and he's blessed with this ability to offer prayers. Now, who can see Krishna's lotus feet? Kunti Devi tells us, who can see Krishna's lotus feet? Those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so. So if you can't chant, hear, or repeat, you see someone else chanting, you can also be happy and you can also see Krishna's lotus feet. So Krishna cannot be seen with our present eyes, conditional vision. Of course, we can see the deities, and if we feel devotion, then we can actually see Krishna there. So now, we should practice meditation on Krishna's lotus feet. If we meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, we can be free from fear, free from miseries, free from sin, full of light in the heart, and conquer our enemies of lust, anger, greed, illusion, bewilderment, and envy. And then we can be brought back to home, back to Godhead in Goloka Vrindavan. So I'll stop here if you have any questions. Yes, Panchagoda has a question. Of course. What would a class be without your questions?
So we see great saints, mystics, yogis performing austerities, you know, physical, mental austerities to perform. It says that one can't achieve what Bhagavad Krishna gives it to you, or, you know, he favors you. So it seems that, why is he giving it so easily, just simply by chanting the Lord's holy name? Is that the kind of meditation that we have to do, no austerities and no...
Yeah, he's giving it so easily in Kali Yuga because we're all fools and rascals, Prabhupada said, that we don't have the brain. We can't do the austerities of Satya Yuga, where the Ashtanga Yoga process, or the can't do the sacrifices of Treta Yuga, and we can't do the. We do deity worship, but not on a level of Dwapara Yuga. But we can chant Hare Krishna. But the reason why I also gave this meditation on lotus feet is because while we're chanting, we can meditate also on the marks of lotus feet. I find it quite nice to chant in front of deities, because then you see who you're talking to and you get reciprocation. Yeah. Haribo. Yeah, we can get reciprocation. So the marks of lotus feet is the same as Krishna meditating on the form of Krishna. And one day the form will come without meditation. So that's our goal.
When you say meditate, do you mean just, do we think of his lotus feet, that's the meditation, just the thinking process?
Well, the way I do it is I chant japa and look at the lotus feet marks. Because the japa is like you're praying to Krishna. But then you're looking at a very specific part of Krishna's form. And so, yeah, that's what I mean by meditation. Japa has to go with it. Nothing is successful unless you chant the holy name. So that's our process. There's a question back there. You want the microphone?
Don't touch it, I'll just speak. You can touch the microphone.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Mataji, in the translation it said that Krishna takes the cows, bulls, and oxen.
Mm.
So, my question to you is, bull is a male cow, right? And what is an oxen? What is the difference?
What's the difference? Well, he, you know, they castrate him, so then he can't be a bull anymore. He's just neutral.
That's an oxen.
Thank
you.
Yeah. And our next question here.
I have a question from Nectar of Devotion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that in the 11th chapter of this, Prabhupada writes that friendship and self-surrender are the two rasas Tola Vyavali is seeking.
So, friendship and self-surrender?
Self-surrender are two items of Navda Bhakti which are rarely seen. So, I wonder that why it is so that Madhura does be seen easily.
Why is it separate, friendship and self-surrender? Is that your question?
Rarely seen. Why is it
rarely seen? Well, why is friendship and self-surrender rarely seen? Because that's what your question is. We're sadhakas. We're not on the level of the five rasas, servitude, friendship. So amongst us here, it would be rarely seen in this material world. Just like Gita says, you know, out of thousands of men, one may be liberated. Out of thousands, millions of liberated, one may know Krishna. So to know Krishna, that's rare. To know your relationship with Krishna, that's very rare. Very rare to be completely surrendered and know, oh, I'm a friend of Krishna, or I'm a gopi, or I'm a parent of Krishna. That's rare. That's very rare. Any other questions? Yes.
I think you were explaining that when you chant and then you meditate on the form of the Lord's Lotus Feet, the symbols, the picture. So when you were giving the class, how
I can't hear. When I was giving the class,
I was also looking at the picture.
Oh, you were. Oh, very good.
So that I could also understand.
Okay. Yes. Who made the picture? Yeah, this is coming from commentaries of the acharyas, Rupa Goswami, different acharyas. There's a book you can get about the lotus feet. It shows all the lotus feet, Radha, Krishna, and Krishna Balaram, Gonitai, and even Advaita. He has some marks on his lotus feet. And it gives the references in that book. And I remember one of them is Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Goswami has given this description. So you can look for that book, Lotus Feet, Marks on Lotus Feet. I don't know the name of it. Yeah. You have another question? Okay.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Mataji, you know that our deities have these lotus marks imprinted?
Speak slowly.
Our deities have the marks on.
Do they?
Do the deities have the marks?
Well, we will have to ask Mukunda Datta because I haven't been close enough for that. So that's a question for Mukunda Datta Prabhu Head Pujari or any of the Pujaris.
Because none of where, I mean, in ISKCON.
Some temples have them. Some temples do. I don't know if they have them here because I haven't been close enough. Mukunda Datta, ask. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.